Well, it's Jack, and it's Tuesday night of Thanksgiving week, and this is a post called What I Should Have Said, and it is exactly as it sounds. It's a post where I'm thinking out loud about past experiences and what I should have said during them. Some of them are, frankly, disagreements I had with people, and I think, damn, if only I would have come up with that comeback right there on the spot. Boy, I would have burned him. I would have made him feel my wrath. He would have been quiet. He wouldn't have had anything to say. I would have won the argument. There are moments where I think about my old days in sales, and I think, damn, if I had only said this, they would have bought whatever product or service I was selling at that time. They would have purchased. I would have been able to say, press firmly here, the third copy is yours. I'm thinking about past relationships, people who broke up with me. And if only I would have said XYZ, she would have turned around with tears in her eyes, wrapped her arms around my neck, said, I love you, kissed me, and then done things I can't talk about on a family blog. what I should have said is fun in some ways, but useless in others. And to quote my father, it's mental masturbation to an extent, or it can be. But though I love and respect my dad above and beyond almost all people, if not all, I'm a different man than he is. And different in the respect that I'm a writer, I'm a person who collects stories. So sometimes I spend time going through my past. Not for the purpose of trying to impact my present in terms of trying to grow and become a better person, but for the purpose of stories and trying to figure out how do I be like Barry Manilow and write the songs that the whole world sings? How do I write the stories that everybody wants to read? And some of that, like I said, is just going through and saying, all right, what experiences do I have that everybody shares? What's current? So when I write about an incident with my daughter and a problem with a soccer coach who unfairly singled her out, and my desire to pull his lower lip over his head and make him wear it as a hood as I knock some common sense into him, parents understand that. Parents also understand I find it frustrating because we can't wrap our kids up in bubble wrap. I teach my kids how to deal with failure. I want them to learn how to fail. Because some people don't. And life is full of, experiences where you don't always win. You don't make the rules. And sometimes you're going to fail and you're going to fall short and you need to know how to pick yourself up. I think about, not just tragedy, but triumph. What are the victories? What feelings did I have during those moments? What was good about it? What was exciting? How do I express that? How do I share that and make you remember? It's not just about making you feel the heartbreak of the one that got away or, the girl or man you should have married. It's also about making you feel that feeling of joy and elation. So there are all sorts of things. And as a blogger, it's really, really important to be able to do this kind of stuff. And it ties into to a post that Mark Schaefer wrote about headlines. And I'm biased there because he gave me a shout at. Well, I'm not totally biased because it's a good point that he makes in there about what sort of headlines you need to write and what sort of tweets you need to write in order to get people to share. And on a related note, I'm very pleased to say that my son is growing like a weed and he's just short of 12. And as excited as I am about his growth, I'm not excited about one thing. The little man is sick, and his ability to engage in projectile vomit has remained consistent with his growth. So instead of being little amounts, now they are very large, which is probably more information than you wanted. But if you're a mother or a father, I'm sure you can relate. And if you're not, well, maybe you will one day. So I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.